Hey Leo.
Recording lock.
All right, surgical EQ. There's
Send button.
a whole bunch of ways of doing it, man. I don't know if my way that I'm doing it at the moment is necessarily the best way, but it seems to be working out all right here, so I'm going to demo it. This is sort of a replay of a mix move that I had to make recently. So I've got this guitar passage. And as you can hear, I've just set a time selection around that riff and turned repeat on with Control R. So when I play it, when I'm searching for frequencies that I want to cut, the riff just plays over and over again, and I don't need to keep stopping to mess around with the transport. So I'm on the guitar bus,
Add a base tool.
and I'm going to put an instance of re-EQ. And because I'm EQing the bus, it means that it affects all of the guitars that are running through that bus. So the first thing I'm going to do is go to the type combo box,
Add 0 FF gain. FF gains type combo button.
and I'm going to set it to band pass.
Band. Band pass.
And what that does is just plays us what this band that we're working with is hearing in isolation. So there'll probably be a bit of a volume decrease because at the moment this is set to 100 hertz. We're only going to hear low stuff. Let's see what we get. Okay, so I don't know how much of that you're going to be able to perceive down WhatsApp. It is the low content, but I'm still getting a lot of note, which tells me that the Q control, or the bandwidth control, as Re-EQ calls it,
Band gains.
is set pretty wide.
Gain. The bandwidth slider 2.0.
Okay, so bandwidth is set to 2 octaves at the moment. If I'm going to be surgical, then I want to make this bandwidth control much narrower
Selection removed.
so that when I make a cut, it's only affecting the frequencies and the very, very, very close immediate area around where I've decided to put that cut. So I've reduced it to 0.3. That's pretty close, but let's try 0.2. Yeah, that's pretty much all rumble. So that's going to be a decent setting for the bandwidth control. Now I'm going to go back to the frequency slider. Okay. And I'm going to turn NVDA off, and I'm just going to move this slider upwards to go find the frequency that I'm looking for. I don't know if how much of this is going to come down WhatsApp, but what I'm looking for is a kind of sort of fizz in this sound that I'm going to guess is going to live somewhere around 4K. But I've turned NVDA off, and I'm going to move the slider without hearing the numbers because I don't want to be biased by the numbers. So I'm just going to play this on a loop, move the slider with no speech, and go find the problem. Yowza. Don't know how much of that's coming down WhatsApp. It's split my head in two. So what you'll find when you're searching for frequencies like this, is that if there's a build-up in a certain area, if you can zoom in on it, you'll find that it often sort of jumps out of the speakers a little bit louder at that point. So if you heard me sort of wiggling the slider up and down at the end there, that was to look for that point where it jumped out. So I guessed 4K. Let's see where I ended up.
Frequency HZ edit selected 3965.0.
Oh, 3965, pretty close. I don't feel like I was entirely right on it, so I'm going to try changing this to 4K just by
Selected
writing 4000 in this
4000.
box. Let's see.
ZZ4.
Nope, 4100. No,
ZZ14.
the slider did get it. 3965. Yep, that problem's definitely slightly louder. Okay, so now we've zoomed in on the right frequency that we want to cut.
Type combo.
I'm going to go back to this type control, and I'm going to change it to band instead of band pass.
Low shelf band.
Be aware that once you bring back in the full tune, there's probably going to be quite a big volume increase. So I'm going to turn my master volume down a bit. Cool. So now
Band gains minus 0.0.
I can use the gain control to dial back this frequency. So if we were to move the gain slider upwards, we'd be boosting it. And in this case, we'd be accentuating the problem. I don't want to do that. I want to go downwards on the slider, and I want to cut some of this out. I'm gonna guess I'll cut somewhere around sort of minus 10 dB, but the same process applies. I'm gonna turn NVDA off, leave it on a loop, and move the slider down until it sounds better to me and not bias myself with the numbers. Yeah, that sounds better. Let's see where we ended up.
DB, edit selected minus 11.5.
11.5. Okay. Okay, so last step.
Unsaved.
This is optional. I'm going to come back out of the effects window. I'm going to turn NVDA off and I'm going to select this track and just hold down the B key for a while so that it unbypasses and bypasses and unbypasses and bypasses in quick succession. And I don't know which state the EQ is in when I listen to this, and then toggle the bypass to find out if I actually prefer the cut I've just made. So let's find out. Yeah, so I don't know how much of that's going to come down WhatsApp, but if you were able to perceive that, you would have heard that there's a kind of that joins in when I unbypass, sorry, when I bypass the EQ. When I unbypass it and the EQ is active, all that that I didn't want goes away, but everything else stays the same. So there you go, surgical EQ.
If prediction, send.
Hope it's useful, man.